Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the second, late but second, Napper Cooldown Lap. I am your host, Ford, joined by your typical Supreme and King.
So, yo.
As you guys see here, as you guys can see here, we have a new booth in the Napper headquarters for our podcast.
Want a Sprite cranberry?
We got some Sprite cranberry.
Sorry,
on
I got a little parched.
So we were supposed to do this last week, but we all ended up being busy during the off week. But like we said last time, we're gonna do roughly 4 or 5 cooldowns this season, every 4 weeks, roughly every 4 weeks. So we're back. We have a few things to talk about today. We got the points situation to talk about. Hot streak from Frando now instead of Forza. Playoff picture or postseason picture. Slumps of some drivers, recap of races, and yeah. So first on the list for me, I would say are points, which I'll pull that document up right now. Is there anything you guys want to start with when it comes to this before I read through anything?
Hey, we got 4 races left until the playoffs, and the points battle specifically for D1 for second place for that first round lock between Supreme and Flicker is down to just 1 point. I think that's a pretty interesting battle that we should look for, in my opinion. But that's probably the one thing that I noticed.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry. What are we talking about?
Points.
Oh.
Which Supreme, I will read your Racer's Guide to Success about Darlington, Ohio, Atlanta. Did we cover Darlington
Volvo
in the first one?
Volvo took the lead in D2.
No, we didn't cover Darlington. High. It was after Saska. Sorry.
4 points over Michigan. I can't speak on Darlington. I wasn't there.
I also was not there.
All right, Supreme.
I was there.
Yeah, all right, Supreme.
I was there.
How was Darlington?
Darlington was pretty interesting. D2 was it was all right. The fuel strategy was there, and we saw two teammates basically fend for each other. Radical basically played bodyguard for Raiden to get his first win. And then I think King broadcast D1, right? So I don't think that matters. But yeah, D1 was pretty hectic.
I wasn't there.
It was a 4-car battle for the win. It was a 4-car battle for the win. And Brando basically kind of held off Forza, Zach, and Supreme for the win. It was a pretty good race overall. And yeah, I mean, I tried to look at the RGTS for what I actually said, but other than that, I think that's pretty much the gist of what happened at Darlington that weekend.
Why don't we should start posting the Racer's Guide to Success on the YouTube. Like, put a link or something.
How would that work?
You could do a discussion post.
Oh, yeah, I forgot those existed. Yeah.
And we could put points up there, too.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I forgot those existed. And I can change, like, the order of it on the channel. Anyway, so. Yeah, Darlington. See, Deer and Volvo ran out of fuel. Michigan lost a lot of time during. Blah, blah, blah.
Deer has a lot of issues calculating fuel, it seems like.
Yeah, it seems that way.
That team, I don't know, something about that DRT team and that crew chief can't get it. He can't get it right, man. I don't know. It's unfortunate because Deer shows speed.
He does show a lot of speed.
10 at the track, even with his aggressiveness and his temper, he shows speed.
Good.
I don't know how. Anyway,
I was giddy.
Anyway, let's.
We're the only one with the Napper merch on. Me and Supreme
got the new Napper merch.
No, I'm not putting that shit on.
Oh, sure, okay.
Sorry.
I see how it is.
You see the drip, bro. Come on.
Let's skip ahead a little bit since we're talking about points. So after Milwaukee, quick race recap while we're here. Volvo almost gets the grand slam after getting pole, but doesn't get fastest lap. Brando had a shaky stage one, but dominated the final two stages. New drivers in D1 and D2 all struggled. All the D2 drivers that are new got 2+ drive-through. Jeez. Wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
My gosh.
It was bad for the new drivers in D2. They could not stop having infractions on pit road. It was every cycle there was something. Like, you can look back at the stream. I encourage everybody. I encourage everybody listening to look back at that D2 Milwaukee stream, and it was rough. It was rough.
All new D drivers in D1 DNF before lap 70. Did they all leave or run out of fuel?
They left because they were getting their tails handed to them.
Oh, were they mad about cars or?
No, it was just they were getting outran.
They
were getting outran, and then they got penalties on pit road, and then they just stopped.
Well,
I'm pretty sure
also,
for most.
The game was also pretty laggy the entire time.
Yeah, we have that. I don't know why.
Milwaukee's weird.
Milwaukee's always been laggy for no reason.
The track is so empty, but it lags like crazy.
Lags horribly. I even made it
R6.
It's a really good model. I'd like to not switch models, but if lag's that bad, we may have to do some changes.
Might not be on the schedule next weekend. Ooh.
I hope it is. I love Milwaukee. Such a good track, just for the lag.
Maybe not for D1.
The first season we had in D1, when I did good in that race, it wasn't that laggy. But since then, like, I don't know.
Community wasn't laggy. Everyone wall rode the entire race.
The first one?
Legitimately. Yeah.
Was it? I don't remember.
You don't remember in season 3, bro? You don't remember in season 3, bro? It was bad. It was really bad.
Huh. Point sheet now shows points above or below the cut line, which I like that. Is that because we're getting close to the playoffs? You added that in there?
Obviously.
Okay. Whatever. New points leader in D2, Flicker and Supreme continue to battle for the number 2 seed. Brando is just 23 points behind.
Ooh, it's a 1-point gap. 1-point gap for Flicker and Supreme.
Yeah, let's
I didn't
even
realize
that. Let me read this
Let's compare seasons we got.
Yeah, let's
Flicker,
read this off.
Flicker has one DNF. They got the same amount of top 10s.
Wow.
Supreme has two more top 5s.
Forza, 431 points on the season. 19 playoff points. God.
He was dominating early. Winning stages, winning races. Well, you don't get playoff points for winning races. He won a lot of stages, though.
Oh, wow. Villain and David are tied for...
They both kind of just don't show up, though.
So yeah, that's true.
But when
they're
David
tied
does show up,
for that
he doesn't run well.
Spot. How am I sixth in points? I've missed like the last three races.
Well, you were consistent.
I was consistent in racing.
Yeah, really. The people behind you are not very.
That's
not very.
Well, I'm like,
Robloxian like jumped from like 12th. Robloxian jumped from like 12th to like 9th.
Where's
in,
Zach?
In a,
been?
A week.
Zach's been
in a
good
week.
This season.
No, he hasn't.
No, he has not.
I thought
no,
he
he's
has.
Not.
He doesn't.
No, he has not been good this season.
He has not ran good this season, bro.
I swear he ran.
No, he's been getting outran by.
No,
Dragon.
I'm thinking of Dragon. Sorry, I mixed.
Yeah, Dragon.
Up.
Dragon's been running well. Dragon won.
I mixed
Atlanta.
Them up.
Dragon guy's first win of the season in Atlanta.
Forza 45 points ahead of Supreme in second. 19 playoff points for Forza, 2 for Supreme, 3 for Flicker, 13 for Brando, which obviously we can see who wins a lot with the playoff points. Roblox,
I don't think you get. I don't think you get playoff points for wins.
No, it's for position.
He wins a lot of stages because, like, you see,
it's stage, for
wins. Stage
wins.
Yeah, it's stage wins.
Only 4 people have won a stage so far this season.
Only 4.
So
I wouldn't be surprised.
Two of them being 80% of them.
Dude, my average finish is 7th. Oh my god.
You got the same one as Zach.
Second worst in the field. Tied for the second worst in the field. I had Saska third. That was decent until the end third when worst. I went for a window.
Third worst.
Honestly, if we're going to be completely honest here, me and Flick are kind of like even in similarity. Like, we almost have similar stats.
Who?
Other than I have more top fives.
Oh.
And Flicker. And I have faster laps.
Y'all really do.
I'm kind of liking how this points.
Very similar seasons.
Yeah, this would be interesting. Like, the top four is probably.
I think Force has got that number one seed locked up.
I would say he does.
Yeah, it's just it's a battle for second at this point. Who gets that second automatic transfer spot?
So again, I'm gonna remind you. I don't Supreme. I don't want to hear. Please, put the system. Please. Before I say this, anyway, what I was going to say is, I like the way the points are kind of shaping up. Like, I like how it's looking thus far. I guess we're getting close to playoffs. I'm liking how the point system's looking, like how it works. Like, consistency you definitely get paid for, even if you don't win. Like, look at you, Supreme. Like, have you won? You haven't won this season, right?
Nope.
Yeah, so you haven't won this season, but you're still second in points, which I like that. It shows consistency. It shows activity, and, you know, obviously, Forbes is going to be first in points. I mean, he freaking won four straight and is just consistent every week. Brando, he's also consistent every week, but he hasn't been as consistent and on his game as Forza has been. Also.
Brando joined like three races into the season.
Yeah, he did join late too. That's really the biggest reason.
That's very impressive. That kind of slipped my mind.
Yeah,
it's very impressive how he's climbing already.
Yeah. So I really like how that's playing out. And again. Top two at the end of the regular season are locked into the competitor four. Competitor four.
Yes. And I think that's kind of stupid, though.
I know. And the bottom eight all race for two spots in the wild card to make the last two spots the competitor four, and then two are competitor four, and then there's your championship drivers. Similar to Edwards and Stewart and
I think we should either reduce the max, like the original number of people who make the playoffs, or increase the competitor slots.
Yeah. Well, because I like how we're doing 10 drivers, because you really only have about 8 to 12 drivers that make enough races to be consistent enough in the playoffs. Like, look, you have 11 active drivers.
Well, but that's majority of the field making the playoffs now.
True. But look how many more people we can get with tryouts, though.
Yeah, looking at D1, we're only probably going to have 9, maybe 8 consistent drivers that will make it week in and week out. Like, Sports is probably going to be there. I'm probably going to be there. Flicker's going to be there. Brando's going to be there. Dragon may or may not be. Ford may not be there. Ballin may or may not be there. Zad's going to be there. Robloxin may or may not be there. If David passes up, Billy would be there. And then we got 3, and then the last 3 spots are just tryouters who may or may not be there. So it's really going to be like 6, 8, if that, competitive. So honestly, getting into that competitive four is really going to come down to how well you're going to probably do in the regular season, because if activity, like, it's been dropped off of a cliff come playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's a fight to get to fourth. To get to fourth or higher.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And again, the reason that we implemented the chance for the two locked in drivers to gain points during the wild card is because, say, Forza and Supreme lock themselves in that first round of playoffs, which is 3 races, you know, they wouldn't have to race. So they could just skip and already be locked in. But we added, you know, to try to keep activity up, We gave those two the opportunity, or whoever to you know, get extra points and be able to have a little bit of a bonus going into the.
Well, it's not really a bonus as much as it is just keeping up with the next four that are coming, or the next two that
the
are
next,
joining.
Well, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because there's no after the wild card 10 or whatever it's called, after that first round, the playoff points earned from there carry with you into the next round if you advance. So it's not like playoff points from the regular season are going to matter to those two that are locked in. So they're going to have to race to keep up into the next round.
Mm-hmm. It's really just, you really just get rewarded by being locked in. Like, your reward is by, no matter what happens, you're still locked in.
You're into that next round.
Yeah, you're into that next round. Even if you don't make any points, like, say you DNF all those three races somehow. Like, even if you show up but DNF, like, maybe you run out of fuel in two races. You know, you get...
Whatever happens.
Whatever.
You're still into that next round. You'll just be at a deficit.
Correct. Like, you'll be at a deficit, and it'll be a little bit harder to move on to the championship, but you still have that chance. So, yeah. But let's look at D2 real quick. 18 drivers with at least one start.
There's, like, 28 roster in D2. I know.
Yeah. It's just giant. So I see Chris came back. Tricks Chris. He used to be an OG here. Anyway, Volvo points lead at 414 points, four ahead of Michigan, who is well above Hellhound in third, Teal in fourth, and in fifth. You know, we can see all the active drivers in that top nine. Yeah, the top nine. Blah, 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 blah.
It's going to be exciting to see which of those new D2 drivers can crack their way into the playoffs and try and make a run for it. Because I definitely think there are some spots to be lost, maybe by Radical if he doesn't start showing up a little more. Radiant in the same boat.
I think
Panda
the
as
biggest...
well. Panda as well, honestly.
Really?
And Ruby.
I think the biggest three spots or four spots that are with Eric, Ruby, Genetic, and Deer, like 8th back to 11th, because Eric has not been active, and he's just out of the playoff margin. Ruby barely in, not many points on the season, same with Genetic and same with Deer.
I think as long as Genetic and Deer make races, they'll be fine. At least Deer. Mm-hmm. Deer, if he makes races, he'll be fine. He's gonna earn points regardless, but Genetic's pace slightly concerning. Slightly concerning. But I think if he just gets his pace, gets a couple of good races in towards the end, he'll be all right.
His average finish is pretty low.
Yeah, he's got an average finish of six.
Yeah. That's the lowest of all the playoff drivers right now.
Yeah. He's tied for what?
Technically, I think he would be above Ruby since he's made more races than Ruby.
That sixth average finish is the lowest out of people with more than one start.
Yeah. So, yeah, I see what you mean. Just by looking at average finish, I can tell.
Or second lowest. I don't know if I said lowest.
He does have two top. That's not much.
Compared to Michigan with eight.
And he has only made five starts. You know, again, consistency is the biggest thing to get into the playoffs in Napa.
Yeah,
like it's always
we don't have winning you're in. Like,
yeah, no,
it's got to
like,
be consistent.
Look at me. I'm sixth in points, and I've missed like the last three races because I've made six straight starts, and then have just missed three races. So like, and I'm still sixth in points, in by 75, which is not in by a crap ton, but I'm not in by, you know, only like 10. So. Next topic. Oh, I just thought of one. I didn't write it down. Crap. What was it? We were talking earlier. Oh. So the possibility of a Division 3. About that.
Yes.
Especially because of the freaking gigantic growth within
the
like 3 days.
Influx. Massive influx of the league.
We went from like 80 members, I want to say, to double that.
Yeah, like 70 or 80 to what are we at right now?
159
right now.
Literally it's, double, basically.
It's mind-boggling.
That's like, I came in and I saw 110 one day after I've been gone for 2 days. I went, holy crap, and now we're at 159.
Within a week, maybe even half a week, we blew up, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I'm back.
Welcome. Yeah, within literally a week, we got double the members. So yeah, there's that possibility for D3 next season, which there's been some juggling around whether we're going to have, you know, another car series, truck series, maybe a, you know, every other week, like a non-weekly series. And there's been a lot of rumors going around about that.
I just want to say the divisions next season will have vastly different schedules. We will not be following each other to every track every week because that's boring to a point.
Especially if we have a third division that is, if there is a third division that is non-weekly, obviously we can't follow the same schedule. And that schedule would be
even D1 and D2, they're not going to be following each other like they do this season. Like, it'll be somewhat rare when they're at the same track. That's how I want it to be, at least. I don't know.
My opinion, I think it'd be a lot better if D1 and D2 stay at the same place. Although, if we have D3, especially if it's a non-weekly, I think that should be different. Just because it's a lot easier and a lot easier just to maintain.
Yeah.
But we've been in talks with Carlisle Parts, owned by Napa, about possibly sponsoring. I've been in talks. We'll say that.
I've never heard of Carlisle Parts. This Carlisle caught me off guard.
They're Napa owned tools. They're like Cobalt, like Cobalt tool.
Just say what you were gonna say. Don't explain it.
Carlisle Tools owned by Napa, so we've been in talks with them about possibly sponsoring the next. Because, you know, we formerly had Napa Batteries, their battery line, their Legend Batteries, and blah, 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 sponsoring the truck series. So we've been in talk with a couple brands that are owned and ran by Napa into possibly sponsoring a little thing to look out for. Other than that, next on the list, slumps. Let's talk about some slumps.
King, let's see.
But actually, you talk about that. I gotta go to the bathroom, but I'll keep it.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of drivers make different races. We had a ton of new D2 drivers get signed, get licensed over the off week. It was crazy. That was a big thanks to the large influx of members we had in our Discord server. But some of the older guys, or not older guys, but guys that have been with us since the start of the season have had some struggles. I want to, this one might be a little controversial, but I want to talk about Forza. He hasn't really had any slumps. He just hasn't been winning, which is unfortunately for the rest of the D1 field, a slump for Forza when he's not dominating and winning. But I think his bane has finally joined the server and has finally gotten re-comfortable is Frando. Frando's won 4 races this season, and he ties Forza at the top of the Cup Series win list with that number, counting the All-Star race. So he's won 3 points paying and 4 total. Would have been 4 in a row if not for Dragon's upset. Well, not upset win, but Dragon's victory at Atlanta. Working with his team owner Torino there, but yeah, Forza's cooled off since his 4 in a row start to the season, definitely. And Frando has kind of taken that flag and started to run away with it. Going to Indianapolis this week, I would say Frando's another favorite. A very fast, very flat track. Frando's really got those flat tracks down. I mean, he dominated Ohio, Milwaukee, Phoenix. So definitely back in his wheelhouse, closing in on the playoffs, but let's see. Any other slumps? Maybe Ballin. Ballin really just hasn't been making races, so I wouldn't call that a slump. Checkpoints. Oh, Zach. Zach is having a terrible start to this season. I don't even know if you can really call it a start yet. We're halfway through the season. He has not shown any signs of speed at any track this season. Very disappointing for me. I thought he was going to have a great year back with DSR in season 8, the new era of the NAPRA, but he's not doing anything. Not making any headlines. He's low in the points. Right around that cutoff. I believe he's below, actually.
Eighth.
Oh, no, he's eighth. He's eighth above the cutoff. 66 points. You would think that's a good gap, but that can go away with one week of inconsistency. A DNF before any stage points. A DNF before halfway. Just missing a race. That gap could be gone if one of the guys that you're racing has a really good day, like Villain or NASCAR Fan or Robloxian. He could drop a spot, drop two spots if those guys have a good day. But, yeah, we're going to need to see something from Zach. His teammate Dragon's been running very well, running around the top five every race, got a win in Atlanta, like I said. Currently sits fifth in points, 104 points above the cut. That's about a two missed race buffer, so that's solid for him as long as he keeps showing up. But yeah, the other D1 DSR driver is going to have to pick up the slack. And then sticking with D1, NASCAR F1 fan, he's my biggest disappointment of the season so far. I was expecting him to have a really solid season. Came from DRT, D3 champion, came from DRT, jumped to the Cup Series, got picked up by Bear Motorsports, reigning series champion with Flicker. But he just hasn't shown any speed at all this season. He's made 5 starts, but he still sits tied with Villain for the cut right now. 0 playoff points to his name. 0 wins. 0 stage wins. 0 poles. 0 fastest laps. 0 DNFs, which is good. He makes it to the end of these things, but when he makes it to the end, he's the last one to cross the line. He's got the worst average finish in the Cup Series. He's got 1 top 5, 4 top 10s out of his 5 starts. I'm baffled and disappointed with the performance out of that 99 Chevrolet, honestly. I don't know if Bear needs to send him faster cars. I don't know if he's got something behind the wheel that he needs to get worked out, but he's worrying me, man. I want him to make the playoffs. I want him to have a solid season or a solid run. But
I don't want him to make the playoffs.
A little bit of spite from Supreme, former team owner. But he's worrying me, man. I want him to have a good season. I want him to come back strong after a D3 championship a couple seasons ago. But moving on to D2 for slumps. I guess Radical, he hasn't made the last couple races, but still sitting comfortably inside the playoff cutoff. He's 7. 137 points above the cut. Yeah, like I said, solid start to the season. Made a lot of races, built up a solid cushion. So he has room to miss maybe one more race. Two races is pushing it. That would be close for me. I'd be scared if I were him if I missed two races, but I don't think he will. I think he can make these last couple and then just keep running solid like he has been. And then keep you know, maintain that cushion, keep building that cushion if you can. Maybe score a win before playoffs come, like his teammate Radiant and Deer. Is he the only D2? Oh no, Teal doesn't have a win. Never mind. I was gonna say he's the only DRT D2 driver without a win, but no, Teal doesn't have one. But yeah, he's got a playoff point. Got a fastest lap. That's what he got the playoff point from. But yeah, Radical. Not really a slump, but just felt I should talk about him. Chris with a surprisingly bad run at Milwaukee. He was like Ford said, he was a OG of the league. I was expecting him to come back strong running at Milwaukee, but nothing of the sort came of it. Finished P7, so he made it to the end. Finished P7 in his first start back, driving for Drone Strike Racing, the 62. Currently 112 points below the cut, but with about 4 races left, that's plenty time for him to make up some ground on those around the cut, specifically Ruby, who I guess I'll talk about next. Ruby hasn't made the last couple races. Only four starts on the season, and I believe they all came towards the beginning.
Which I've heard why. So there's been a lot of talk from Ruby. He's got a big personality when it comes to changes within the league, what's best for the league. So there's been a lot of frustration there, I guess, from his point of view as to why he's missed the last couple weeks.
What do you say?
I don't even remember, to be honest. It's been like 4 days.
Oh, well.
And I went to a baseball game. I don't remember. I've been so focused on this whole month because I got Cedar Point, Guards game, graduation, ACDC concert.
Well, somebody who's also kind of worrying in the points is Eric. I know he's only 33 below the cut, but he's only made three starts. Finished top 10 in all of them. Got a stage win, but DNF'd. What? I guess the field cap was. I mean, he's here. He's here. Yeah. He's just been quiet because I'm handling this.
I just heard the background noise.
Yeah. Supreme, do you turn your noise suppression on?
It is on. At least I think it is.
Oh. Okay. Well. Yeah, Eric's really just got to make more races. He's got pace. I'm not worried about Eric as long as he's being more consistent attendance wise. Same with Commander, just behind him in points, 2 points behind him, just making it to the races. Both of Commander's starts have been top fives, by the way.
Yeah,
that's impressive. Average finish of 3.5. So he's got the speed. He's just got to make the races.
Yeah,
but I think that's really it for me and the mid-season slumps, I guess. Yeah. Somebody who is really impressing me in D2 is Hellhound though. Hellhound is third in points with only five starts, the same amount as Genetic, and Genetic's ninth in points. Hellhound's third in points with five starts, 15 playoff points, the most in the D2 field by a wide margin. He's got six stage wins, two poles, one fastest lap, zero DNFs, average finish of 2.6. All five of his starts have been top fives, but he hasn't gotten that win. He hasn't gotten a win on the season. Hellhound is having a very impressive start to the season for Bear Motorsports. Bear Motorsports is Bears D2 operation continues to frolish with Panda and Hellhound leading the charge. But I know that win is itching at him. That win is like the monkey on his back for this season. He's been so good, so competitive, almost had it. And Milwaukee just took himself out of it late with a pit road penalty, and I'm sure that one hurt. But Hellhound's close. I think he can win in these.
He's gotten close so many times. Like, look at Maryland, dude. Teammate battle back and forth the whole.
Yeah,
race.
That's
like, God,
yeah. I was gonna talk about that.
I'm trying to think of a driver. There's someone in recent history that had that. They've been well. I guess the one I can think of off my mind, it's not who I'm thinking, but there's someone else. Like Chase Elliott in 2021 got second, I believe, 10 times to Kyle Larson during his streak. Like, you get so many good finishes, nearly win every week, but you just can't get it done.
Ryan Blaney?
Daniel Hemric?
Yeah, well, Blaney this season.
Yeah,
I think there's someone else. Oh, Hemric, yeah. I thought it was someone else in Cup. Maybe I'm wrong. But one thing I want to ask Supremes. It's kind of off topic.
Martin Truex? No, never mind.
So, Racers got a success season.
Maybe Martin Truex.
Under my name, we have the deadbeat league owner who thought he could win races and championships. The deadbeat owner!
Wait, I haven't actually looked at this publication.
And then
sorry.
It says, one of the few of us who have a job. Reportedly less than 100 pounds. That's not true. Going toe to toe with. I'm not even going to finish that sentence on the podcast.
Wait, let me see. Oh my god.
Ford, at his peak, at his peak. Oh wait, no, never mind. You look at the other one. Never mind. You look at the other way.
And then the last one.
I when did I say that? When did I say that?
Nashville D2. Nashville
D2. That was a joke. That was for the jokes. That was for the jokes.
What?
I'm pretty sure that's actually pinned. Yeah, that's pinned in general.
Yeah, it's pinned. Anyway, back to.
Cut off.
Oh. Anyway.
Why did you just moan?
You. I didn't moan.
You just,
Okay. Back to on topic. There was something I was going to talk about on point. Crap, I don't know. Anything else we need to talk about? It's kind of a shorter episode.
Playoff predictions. Since our next episode won't be until after the field is set.
That's true. We could do some playoff predictions.
Oh, I see. All
right. Well,
playoff predictions. Are we doing D2 first or D1 first?
We'll do D2 and then D. Well, I'll go for D2 and then we'll do D1.
I'm just gonna go for. I'm gonna just name. I'm not gonna do a full list. I'm just gonna look at good drivers and.
Okay.
All right.
But you guys can.
All right.
I'm doing an in-depth analysis because I'm kind of the.
You the know, guy. Yeah, yeah. I've been busy the last couple weeks.
You're,
so
the, you're the stat line guy. I'm the. Based off the eye guy.
That's how I am when I, but I haven't been in one. Anyway, actually, I'll start first since mine's gonna be. All
right.
So, for D2, if I look at the points right now, other than the new drivers, I think Eric. I'm not gonna count the new drivers for now, just because it's too early to even really make a prediction. At least for me, because I haven't seen them race. I hate to say it, but I'm gonna count them out just for mine.
Wait, who is that? Sorry.
All the new guys. Just because I
haven't
seen them.
Wow, none of them?
No. I don't think they're all going to miss it. I just don't know who to predict for that, so I'm not even gonna predict them.
Oh, okay.
Since I haven't watched them.
You have no faith in our youth. I was about to say.
No, I do. I just don't know where to place them. So I'm just gonna, Anyway, if that makes sense. So at the moment, I think Ruby's out, and I think Eric's gonna be that 10th spot. By the looks of it, I honestly think. Yeah, I think Eric's gonna be the 10th spot. I think Jeanette. I'm not answering. I think. Genetics. Gonna stay in his spot. I think Deer. Hear me out. I think Deer's gonna pass both Radiant and Radical.
That's not ridiculous.
I think Deer's gonna go to sixth. I think Radiant's gonna drop down. They're all Radiant and Radical are gonna drop down one. Deer's gonna go up to sixth, pass both of them. I think Panda's going to be in fourth. I think Teal's going to drop down to fifth. I think Hellhound's going to stay in the third spot. But I think Michigan's going to be the points winner by the end of the season. I think he's going to pass Volvo, and Volvo's going to be. Even though Volvo's been very strong, but Michigan has seen a slight resurgence. And he's got the most top fives and top tens over everyone else in D2. I would like to see more mid-race domination by Michigan because he doesn't have any stage wins or wins on the season. All he has in extra points is fastest lap. That's it. Like, he has no playoff points, but he's second. He's very consistent with his finishes.
Yeah, he doesn't really dominate races.
No, he doesn't dominate races, but he's consistent in the end.
We need to see Michigan dominate a race. He's got a D1 license.
Yeah,
so we got to see Michigan dominate a race for me to be confident about him winning the championship, in my opinion.
Yeah, because genuinely, I see him taking the points lead only because
Oh, yeah. He held it for like the entire beginning of the season.
He did. He held it for a while. He's very consistent with his starts. He's consistent at the start of the race and at the end of the race, which isn't all that matters anymore. If this was the Winston Cup, dude would be, again, I'm not even going to get started on that. But even on this point system, see, you can literally have no stage wins, and as long as you are consistent in the end of the race and are reliable to show up, like your attendance is perfect, like you still got a shot. And that's what's good about the point system. That's what's good about Michigan. He's good in the end and he's good in the beginning. Like, stage wins, obviously not a strong suit, but he's there in the end. And then Volvo, the reason I think he's going to drop down, one, he's only 4 points ahead of Michigan. And he does have 5 playoff points, which isn't much, but it's more than Michigan and majority, basically everyone else other than Radiant in the playoff picture. Volvo is second most starts at 7. He's got a decent amount of top fives, pretty good amount of top tens, basically top 10 in every race besides a few. 3 wins, most in the D2 field, 2 stage wins, 4 poles.
And he won the All-Star.
Yeah, he did win the All-Star. So Volvo in the beginning when he came in, he did.
Volvo also got a D1 license.
Yeah. But he in D2, he's been good from the beginning.
He got a D1 license, qualified on pole for Daytona, and then couldn't make the races, so he drove down.
Yeah. But the one most memorable thing I have on Volvo was his kind of fluctuating of success at Maryland. He would go from leading at Maryland and doing very well to kind of middle pack, back of the field, but he was very good at Maryland. Like, that's the one race I remember more than any other season, Maryland. And Volvo did very good at Maryland. I just think he's going to drop down because Michigan tends to be better in the end than basically everybody else. So I think Michigan's going to surpass him. Although Volvo does have a higher average finish by nearly a full position, I still think Michigan's going to overtake that first position. And it really helps that he has one extra start over Volvo, because Volvo only has a 4-point lead now. One less start, but yeah. So D1.
Oh, it's just D2.
Sorry. Forza's number one, no doubt. I'm just gonna get number one out of the way right now. Forza number one. I mean, we're not gonna. I don't even know what to say for Forza besides the goat. We'll start from the bottom. I'm going to say David N, because Villain doesn't seem to be very active, which David isn't either all the time. But I think David's going to get that final spot in the playoffs. I think Villain's going to be out just because of starts.
Well, although, since we're nearing the playoffs, Villain might pick up his attendance.
That's true.
If he does, he's going to outrun or David, because that's what he's been doing all season.
If he does, I think if Villain starts being active, I think he's going to be in the either number 9 or number 8 spot by the time we get into the midst of the playoffs. But at the moment, based on recent attendance, I'm putting NASCAR fan, David, in 10th. I want to keep Roblox seeing where he's at. But I am going to swap Ballin and Zach. I think Zach's going to be 7. I think Ballin's going to be 8th. And seeing how I have a higher chance of making races, I think I'll stay in 6th as long as I'm consistent. I have basically, actually, everyone else there on out, I really have from 5th on to 1st staying basically exactly where they're at. Because Frando, better than Dragon. Well, actually, I'm going to put Frando in the number 3 spot. I'm going to drop Flicker down to 4th. Put Frando in 3. And just because I got faith in him, I'm keeping Supreme at number 2. Supremes. He makes every race. He's consistent. He's got a lot of speed. But so does Flicker. Like, I'm balancing. I'm trying to think. Do I think it's... I think it's a big battle for second here. Supreme, Flicker, and Frander are all going to be right by each other to get to that number two spot by the start of the playoffs. Like, I think it could be either Supreme, Flicker, or Frando that get that second lock-in spot.
I mean, like I said, it's going to be a race for second.
Right? Oh, yeah. And that's what I like about the point system and the drivers.
All right, are you done?
I'm done.
All right, my turn. All right, so I'm starting with D2 as well. So I've had time to think about this since Ford's been yapping away.
Yeah.
I got Eric not making it. I got Commander picking up his attendance. I got him making it in over. Ruby gonna fall out. Genetic's gonna make it. I got Genetic making it. And just from what I saw at Milwaukee, I think I'm gonna put the 00 in there too. I think I'm gonna put Yer in there as well. I think I'm gonna put him in P10. So that's 1-2, and then I got Commander in my 9th. So actually, you know what? That's a big gap. Yeah, I'll keep Yer in 10th. I'll put Commander still at 12. Eric's not making it. Genetic is going to stay where he's at. I think Deer, I agree with you for it. I think Deer can get up to maybe even 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Radical will stay in 7th. I think Panda might drop to Radiant and be 6th. I mean 7th. Radiant 6th. Deer 5th. Teal 4th. Staying where he is. I got Volvo finishing up. Or no. Ooh, that top 3 is tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of ground for Hellhound to have to make up, though. I think Hellhound's going to stay in 3rd.
Yeah, because he only made 5 stars, but he's done very good in those 5 stars.
If Volvo keeps winning like he has been, if Volvo keeps winning and dominating and being very fast every week like he has been, I think he can maintain that lead over Michigan. So I'm going to keep Volvo at my number 1 for the playoff grid, and then Michigan's going to be right behind him in 2nd. Like, it's not going to be more than 10 points between those two, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So that's for D2. Now, moving on to D1, D1's also kind of tricky because we had a lot of guys show talent in tryouts, but some of them didn't show up last weekend, so I didn't really get to see what they could do in a race environment. But those who did show up, Pango really impressed me. He really impressed me, although he didn't finish. He ran top 5 with the big dogs like all night until he, I think, ran out of fuel. But he was very impressive. On the other hand, though, Sky and the 42 were not. They were bag marker since the green flag dropped, which was unfortunate for them. Hopefully they can get it right, and hopefully that was just a bad track, a bad run for them. You know, first race jitters maybe, but those were non-existent for Pango. I got Forza's a lock for number 1. I feel like if he can make races, he missed Milwaukee, but it's rare when Forza misses a race, so I think Forza's got number 1 locked up. It's going to be a dogfight between Frando, Flicker, and Supreme for that last transfer spot into the competitor 4. But, honestly, I like how this next stretch of tracks lines up for Flicker, really.
I haven't looked at that.
It's Indianapolis, Kansas, Texas, Talladega. So that's a lot of intermediates and big tracks. So I like how it lines up for all of them, really. But Flicker sticks out to me for some reason. I think Flicker's going to have a really strong run at the mile and a half, Kansas and Texas. So I'm going to, and then he's also a really good super speedway racer. I'm going to put Flicker in 2nd over Supreme and Frando. Then I'm going to put Frando 3rd. Supreme, I'm sorry, but I got you dropping down to 4th. And then behind them, let's see. Behind them, Ford, you said you can make these next couple races. So I got you passing Dragon for 5th. Dragon 6th, Ballin 7th. No, I got Zach passing a Ballin for 7th. Robloxian's going to stay in 9th. Ballin's going to be 8th. And then right around the cut, I like Pango. That speed really impressed me in Milwaukee. I like Pango. I'm going to put... If Pango can be... if he can be present at these races and show that same speed he showed in Milwaukee, I'm putting him 10th in my playoffs. I'm gonna give it to him. I'm gonna give him that last spot in the playoffs.
Dude, I'm telling you what, like, all of our point system, they all have flaws, all the ones we've used before. But every time we do playoff predictions or something along those lines, the points always seem to be like good. Like, yeah. It makes it more fun to drive in those races and more crucial, and it makes it more entertaining to talk about and everything. Our points just always seem to be.
Yeah, it's close. All right, Supreme, you're up. Is he here?
Yeah, I think I'm
still alive. I'm still alive.
I'll be back in a moment. But keep going.
Yeah, he's here. He's here.
But yeah, my turn. I'm not gonna do an in-depth observation until I go do my typey type on RTTS. But starting off with division number two, we'll go. Should I go bottom top or top bottom? I'll go bottom top. So looking here, a lot of these new guys honestly didn't really stand out to me that much in Milwaukee. I don't know if I feel like they're all probably going to attend a lot of these races. So I'm about to pick I might pick a couple of them to make the playoffs, maybe just one, because honestly I think 1 through 9 is probably locked up how it is. Maybe in between changed a little bit. But just based off of what I've probably seen, that 10th spot between probably Vinny and Yur, Vinny definitely had the lighter stick of drive-through pandemonium at Milwaukee, which is why he finished 7th that race.
Yeah, Vinny showed solid pace, and he was very clean on pit road.
Probably is the fastest out of this group here, this group of 6. Probably the fact is, I think that speed is probably going to show. And hopefully they all kind of improve on their pitting. So I'm going to go, just like you did, I'm going to say Yur take that 10th spot. And he'll probably stay there. I don't think he'll pass anybody else. But 9th is probably going to stay with Genetic. Genetic, okay driver. Doesn't always run top 5, but he's gotten up there recently. But he's definitely going to stay 9th. 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, and 4th honestly could probably change either way, honestly. I think Deer's probably, if Deer attends races, he has the skill to jump up to 4th if he wanted to. He has the skill to go all the way up to 4th place. He's not very far off from them either, separated by 75 points.
Yeah, I had him making it to the top 5 for sure.
He could very much get to 4th, but comparing it to the tennis is wishy-washy. I think he'll probably pass Radical, but that might be as far as he goes. So Radical 8th, Deer 7th. I'll probably put Teal 6th, Radiant 5th, Panda 4th. I trust Panda more to probably win at least one more race other than the DRT guys. This top 3 is probably the cream of the crop here. We'll probably see one of them in that final 2 at the end of the season. But I'll probably stick with them 3 how they are. Vogel, I trust way more to win a lot more than Michigan. Michigan's going to keep getting those top 5s, though. We'd love to see that, though. That's going to keep him probably 2nd throughout this entire playoff run. Hellhound has tied for the 2nd least amount of starts, but he's top 5 in almost every start. Blast the most stage wins. Like, if dude attended races and just had luck on his side to get that win,
he'd be leading the points.
He would probably be leading. He'd be leading points right now. But alas, it just ain't falling his way. But he's going to get that 3rd spot. And yeah, Volvo, Michigan, Hellhound, Panda, Radiant, Teal, Deer, Radical, Genetic, and yours, my top 10. I would go further, but I don't think y'all went any further, did y'all? So, yeah. You'll find out on RGTS. But going to D1. D1 is probably as top-heavy as it gets, but we'll go bottom-top again. Only all the new drivers DNF before lap 70, the halfway mark. So, honestly, Skybro and DeReal didn't show speed at all at Milwaukee. And short tracks are very telling on how good a driver might probably be during the season. Of course, intermediate will probably do better justice. So we'll see what happens at Indy and Texas these coming weeks. But Pangos probably the only one that has a shot at getting to that playoff spot. Honestly, that 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th spot really just comes down to attendance, because Robloxian only has 4 starts. Villain has 3 starts. David has 5 starts. Missed the last 4. And Pango is a newbie. If Pango shows up and shows out, definitely could get to the playoffs. I think he has more talent than at least F1 and maybe Robloxian. I feel like they're kind of the same driver. Mm-hmm. If Villain showed up, at the beginning of the season was top 3 in points, leading laps, got a stage win, but since then he's fell all the way to 10. So if he starts showing up, he definitely could keep his spot in the playoffs. But I'm going to trust the new DRT prospects, and he will make the playoffs in that 10th spot. And 9th place will stay with Robloxian. 8th place, 8 through 6, honestly, could go either way, because all 3 of them, even though Zach's probably the most good on all of them, but all 3 of them so far this season have been the same type of driver. Mullen, obviously, has a pretty better top 5 to top 10 ratio. But, I mean, his attendance, he missed the last 3 up before Milwaukee. So it'll be interesting to see how attendance mark shakes out. Ford has missed the last 3. So it'll be interesting. But I'm probably going to say Zach is probably going to leapfrog to 6. I think Ballin is going to stay at 7th. And I think Ford will probably round out in 8th. Dragon's going to stay in 5th. And then where everyone has been stuck on, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th place. Probably it's going to be the best fight. In both divisions. Also, yeah, Force is locked at number 1. We don't need to talk that much about him. He has the most wins all time. He's tied. He's first in wins this season, by far and away, on another stratosphere. We'll give him his flowers here. But 2nd, 3rd, and 4th is the most interesting fight, because these 3 drivers can very much well be with Forza in that competitor too. Because spoiler alert, I think one of these 4 drivers are going to win the championship. This top 4 is going to win. One of these 4 is going to win the championship. I don't know who. It'll more likely be Forza. It might be Frando. If the stars align well, it might be Supreme or Flicker. But back to what I was saying, this 2-4 fight separated by 23 points. This is going to be interesting. The next 4 tracks are Indy, Texas, Kansas, and Dega. All 3 intermediates, 1 super speedway. It's interesting because all three of them are historically well at all these tracks, being their top-notch games. Yeah. So, this is going to be interesting. That number 2 spot. Next, let's go with number four out the way, because I think that's easier. I think Flicker will drop down to 4th, and it is probably because he's the worst out of the 3 statistically. If we go by the eye test, he's probably around Supreme, but Supreme definitely trusted more to probably get at least a win before the playoffs. So we'll go Flicker 4. This is not championship Flicker from last season. Definitely took a step back. Oh, now Bear Motorsports is really taking a step back in D1. It's been all downhill since season 3. And that's a long decline, if you ask me. Damn. Gray hairs. Damn. coming out of my afro here. But
Damn. Oh my God.
That number 3 spot is up in the air. It comes down to who do you trust more to win races, to stay consistent, to, you know,
I trust
that to go, you know, yeah. We'll touch on both drivers real quick. Frando.
We're gonna do what to both drivers?
Chillax. But starting off with Frando, 3 wins, trailing Forza by 1, also won the All-Star. He's shown the most speed out of these 3 and has honestly been that top tier driver for the past 3 seasons now. Then we go to the veteran supreme, who's always, always, always going to find a way to turn it up when the clutch moments needed to. But all in all, we are going to trust Frando to win at least two more races in this span. And he will probably fill in that number two spot in the competitor two, and we'll get that bye. And Supreme will drop down to third, but it probably won't be easy to pass him for those points, because Supreme's probably going to, he might make the rest of the race, and he's going to be running at least top, I'm going to predict top three these last four races. Maybe not Sexes, because Sexes is weird for everybody, honestly. But yeah, we're going to go Forza, Frando, Supreme, Flicker, Dragon, Zach, Ballin, Ford, Roblox, and Pango for my top 10. Of course, you'll get a more in-depth study on all potential playoff drivers in RGTS sometime after Indianapolis. But other than that, yeah, that's my top 10 for both divisions. And hopefully, these bat point battles get real juicy.
Alrighty. Well, I think that's it for this episode.
Yeah, I think that's it. I can't think of anything. And it's been about an hour now, so about it. Well, it has it. Yeah, hour and 1 minute. Alright, everybody. Well, I think that is all for this podcast. And if you guys do have any recommendations for maybe some things to go over, let us know. Either DM one of us or let us know in the comments, and we will get back to you. Yeah. Remember to check out our new NAPRA sweatshirt, which I am wearing. New for the 2025 season. Only 5 Robux.
Man, don't nobody want that, bull.
Got the nice pin stripes on the back. Got the nice NAPRA logo in the front. And
just rock an NBA jersey, bro.
And guys,
wait. What? Driver sponsored basketball jerseys for the NAPRA. Holy shit.
Oh, Lord.
With the NAPRA team
basketball
number,
jerseys.
With the car number on the jersey. Oh, my God. Yo.
Oh, yeah, idea.
I just gave them an idea. They're going to black now. They're putting all their chips on black.
Actually, I was working on merch a couple days ago, and I said I was going to send it, but I never did. Let me do that now, actually.
All right, let's end this episode right now. Thank you guys for listening in to us ramble for an hour and however minutes. You're here joined by two black guys and the cracker. We'll see you guys whenever.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Let's hope that doesn't get demonetized, you know?
Anyway, like Supreme Team.
We're not making money anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, like Supreme
Team.
That will be it on today's podcast. Remember to check out our merchandise store on our APRA group, or community, I guess now they're called, on Roblox. Let us know anything else you guys want us to cover, and we'll see you guys next time.